Okay, Sukkot Daf Gimel. So, if you recall, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah as to whether or not a sukkah that's higher or taller than 20 amos is kosher or pasul. Tanakhama says kosher, Rabbi Yehuda says pasul. Rabbi Yehuda now brought down a story that took place when the Chachamim came to visit Hilni Amalka, and she was in a really, really tall sukkah. Right, she was in a tall sukkah that was higher than 20 amos. The Zakenim came inside, they sat there, and no one said anything. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "See, I'm right. 20 amos higher than 20 amos is kosher." So now the Gemara is going to say, "Remember, we had three shitas to explain that there were exceptions. We also had three exceptions yesterday as to what about the sukkah. We had first we had Rav, who said if the walls reach the schach, then it doesn't matter how high it is. We had Rav Huna." Right, who said that if it's more than dalet al dalet amos, then even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's fine. And then we had, Rav Chanan bar Rava Amarav, that the machlok is only if it doesn't hold rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. But if it holds rosho v'shulchano, then it's fine even if it's more than 20 amos. So now the Gemara says, Bishlama, the story again about Hilni Amalka, three lines in the bottom, I believe that's what we're up to. Correct me if I'm wrong. Bishlama Laman Damers ain't the funnels magidas the schach machlokas. According to one who says that if the walls do not reach the schach, that's where they have the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So Darko Shalmako Leshe Basukka ain't the funnels magidas the schach Mishum Avira. Then the way of the queen is to have, I guess, a sort of ancient air conditioning, is to have this gap between the wall and the schach, to allow the air to pass through. So if that's the case, then the sukkah that we're dealing with Hilni Hamalka, the walls did not reach the schach. Therefore, there should have been hamachlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, meaning according to Chachamim, the rabbis in that story should have said something, because the walls did not reach the schach. And by the fact that they don't say anything, Rabbi Yehuda has a proof that... What? Rabbi Yehuda has a proof, and therefore it should be fine. But El Lamanda Amr Basukka Katana Machlokas, but there is a Manda Amr, we said that the only machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is if it's a small sukkah. But if it's a large sukkah, Dalad al Dalad, then the Chachamim agreed. And if the Chachamim agree, then there wouldn't be, if it's a case where the Chachamim agree, then it wouldn't be approved to Rabbi Yehuda. So El Lamanda Amr Basukka Katana Machlokas, Vichidarka Shalmakal, Eshe Basukka Katana, Hilni Amalka is not sitting in a sukkah that's smaller than Dalad al Dalad. She's sitting in a larger sukkah. So if she's sitting in a larger sukkah, right? Rashi says, she's got an entourage with her. So if they're sitting in this such a large sukkah, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda that even if it's mamalmi 20 amos, then it's kosher. So it's Rabbi Yehuda's raya. And Gemara, Rashi points out, the Gemara doesn't even talk about the third sheet about Rav Chanan, right? Rashi says, v'im tom Rav Chanan the moki plukta v'she'ena machzekes elak de rosha v'ruba v'shulchano. So here it can't be. Maybe you'll say that they agree in this case, because there's no way that this sukkah was smaller than Rosh Aruba v'Shulchano, right? But then he says, Rashi then says, V'lin yir devadet rochanan kasha, v'hat hirutz l'ravhunahu, v'chein ikar, d'shir Rosh Aruba v'amin l'kamah, d'ein ol zayin tvachim, v'yif shal shiva b'nim v'shiva tvachim. There's no kasha according to him. Obviously the sukkah was bigger than that, so Marno's going to bring it down. But the question is, according to my Damar, who says if it's a sukkah katana, if it's not a sukkah katana, there's no machlokas. Well, then what's the riot to Rabbi Yehuda here? So Amar Rabba Bar Ado lo nitzucha el sukkah haasuya kitonios kitonios. So the kitonios kitonios, what does that mean? Rashi says, well, Rashi will say, but these are compartments. The different compartments, different rooms in a sukkah, such a large sukkah, it has different rooms within the sukkah, different compartments in a sukkah. One sukkah has, one part is bigger than dalet al dalet, one part smaller than dalet al dalet. It's different compartments. Ketonius. Gemara says.
Yeah, but how do we measure? We measure by the rooms, or measure by
each room will be sukkah? Each room will be set up. It's a sukkah inside a sukkah. It's like a sukkah inside a sukkah. It has different compartments. It's different rooms.
Why would you consider it one big sukkah?
Because it has walls. Is a queen gonna sit in this type of quartered off type of sukkah? So Gemara says Amar Rav Ashi lo nitzcha el kitonio shebo. Right, they're talking about in which, I guess, the things. Yeah, which room was she sitting in? Rabbanan Savri the Rabbanan, who hold that the sukkah, if it's higher than 20 amos, is possible, they say that in this case there was no problem with the sukkah, because they held baneha b'sukkah ma'al yahavi yasvei. The sons, the whole problem was with the sons, right? Because she's a woman, so she's peturos. She probably can do the mitzvah if she wants to, because there's no mitzvah for her not to sit in a sukkah as opposed to other mitzvahs that we talk about these days. But a sukkah, most women have accepted upon themselves, and they do sit in a sukkah. However, you always know that when it comes to a little branch sitting over there, you women, you sit over there, right? And you have the guy, you know. It becomes a problem when you have a kid who reaches chinuch, and you push the wife to the bad seat, and this 9-year-old, 10-year-old boy is sitting in the good seat. Right? So how do you have to keep it on the aim along with the mitzvah chinuch? So actually, my seat is closest to the kitchen in the sukkah. So doesn't mean I get up. So because v'chid arkos shalmak leisiv as sukkah asui kitonos kitonos. I'm a rashi on the mitzvah ela kitoni sheba with the compartments inside. Ravon and Savi, but now with sukkah al yahavi yasvei, that the boys were sitting in the kosher compartment that was big enough, and therefore the rabbis didn't say anything. V'i yasav b'kitonis mishum tzniusa, and she sat in an inner chamber because of the tznius. So the chum didn't argue. The chum didn't say, okay, her chamber was small. And the sukkah was so tall, but Chama didn't say anything because at least the boys were sitting in a good sukkah. But Rabbi Yehuda said no. The way the story happened was Banea Gabah Habiyasve. They were sitting inside with her in the smaller compartment, not big enough. Ba'afilu Hachi Lo Armi Ladaver. And nevertheless, they still never said anything. So they didn't say anything, and the boys are sitting in the smaller compartment. That's a right. Rabbi Yehuda, the sukkah gavoh me'esri mama, is still kosher. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel, and Gersa changes it also, that it's Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Gersa has halacha. The halacha is tzricha shtehei machzekes rosho v'ruvo v'shulchano. The minimum size of the sukkah has to be that you can sit your head, most of your body, and your table inside. Rav Shash points out that rosho rubo. What does it mean rubo? So he says, you know, rubo of your body is we know from the din of tumas ames. Rubo of the body is contained in the upper body. That's where most of the body. Talking about you're talking about your rubo of your bones and your organs. That's in the upper body. Okay, so the halacha is that's the minimum size rosh rubo shulchanah. It happens to be that this is a machlokas later on daf chav ches between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Right, Beis Hillel says the minimum size is rosh rubo. You don't have to have a shulchanah. It's a little smaller. They say Rosh Rubo Shulchanah, we say 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, and Rosh Rubo we say 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim is going to come out. So it seems over here, you're passing like Beis Shammai, a little bigger, 7 by 7, as opposed to 6 by 6. So Amr Lei Rab Abba Keman Ke Beis Shammai, you're passing like Beis Shammai. So Amr Lei Ela Keman, yeah, who else? Keman, yeah, duh, of course, I'm passing like Beis Shammai. Right, the Igad Army, some say, this is how the conversation went. Amr Rabbi Abi, the Amr Lachmani, who are you holding like? So he says, Amalei Beis Shammai, this is a paskening like Beis Shammai, v'lo tazuz mino, don't move from it, I'm holding like Beis Shammai, clear in the Gemara, we pass in that way in Shulchan Aruch, that it has to be like Beis Shammai, rosho rubo v'shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Shima Tuf Reish Lama Dalid, Sukkah She'ain Bar Shiva Al Shiva, doesn't have 7 by 7, Psula, doesn't have a dense puzzle. Right away, you know, Beragola is Memer Rav Yehuda, and it goes like, it's clearly like Beis Shammai. Right, Rashi said, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dezeu Ashir Shemachzik Rosho VeRubo Shel Adam VeShulchan Tefach and a table Tefach passing like Beis Shammai." Okay, and that's fine. Hold like Beis Shammai. So Maskif La Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Right, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak now asks a question because we have this Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah on Daf Ches, I don't know, have it or not. Look at the Mishnah on Daf Ches. It says, "Mishaya Rosho VeRubo VeShulchano VeShulchano B'Sochabayis." Beis Shammai poslim, or Beis Hillel machshirin. Right, so Beis Shammai says it's possible. The question is whether or not we're dealing with a case in that Mishnah. It's not clear from that Mishnah whether we're dealing with a small sukkah, or we're dealing with somebody sitting in a sukkah and his shulchan is in the house. Right. So the
Gemara flushes out the example.
Well, let's read. Well, we have to flush it out. Okay, so Gemara says, Umi, right, the Gemara says, Maskel Rav Nachman, Mimayde Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'sukkah ketana pligi. How do you know that in that Mishnah, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are dealing with a small sukkah, trying to figure out whether you can fit Rosh Arubu v'Shulchano or not? Dilma b'sukkah gedola pligi. Maybe they're dealing with a larger sukkah, who could go into Yasiv Apuma d'matulusa, y'shulchano b'sukkah bayis. And maybe he's dealing at the opening of the sukkah, and the table is in the house, right? The table's inside the house. And that's why Beis Shammai says it's no good. The Beis Shammai sabi gazrin on Shema Yimshach Achar Shulchano. Beis Shammai holds they have a problem in this larger sukkah with the sukkah and the table in the other house. Then maybe you'll be Moshe, you'll be dragged based on the table, and you'll end up eating inside. Or Beis Hillel said, "Below Gezerian," and Beis Hillel said, "We don't make this Gezerah." V'dekanami, and we also have a deal to prove that that could be the machlokas. Dekatani, because it says in that Mishnah. Well, actually, this is a Mishnah in. Yeah, that's the Mishnah over there. Daf Kaf Ches. Mishahaya rosho verubo besuka. If you have your head and most of your body inside the sukkah, v'shulchano besocha bayis, and the shulchan is in the house, v'shamay poslin u'v'shil machshirin. Now, if we're talking about the size of the sukkah, it should say a different word. Im isa machzekas ve'ena machzekas v'vayle. It should say whether it contains the rosho rubo v'shulchano. It doesn't use that word. The word is simply you have your head and your body in the sukkah, and your table, and you don't have the table. Where's the table? It's outside. If we're talking about this, are we talking about the size of the sukkah, or are we talking about the case of the person? If we're talking about the size of the sukkah, he's talking about whether or not the sukkah contains these three items. It doesn't say that, Lashon. So it seems from there that the machlokas is by a sukkah gedola with your table and the others inside the house. And there it's a machlokas with Hillel Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Uba sukkah katana lo pligi? But you're telling me that they don't argue by a sukkah katana? About whether it has to be 7x7 or 6x6, whether shulchan was included? Right? Gatanya with the following brisa. Machzekes, clearer as day now, machzekes rosho v'rubo v'shulchano kashera. If you have a sukkah that contains rosho, rubo v'shulchano, that's kasher. Rabbi Omer, achibo ara amas ala amas. He needs a 4x4 ama sukkah. That's what Rabbi says. V'tanya idach, we have another brisa that says, Rabbi Omer, kol sukkah she'emba ara amas ala amas psula. Again, Rabbi's consistent, 4x4 amos. The Chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, afilo ena machzekes el rosho v'rubo kashera. It has to always have rosho v'rubo, v'il shulchano lo katani. So we have a steer in the brises. One brises says the minimum size is rosho v'rubo shulchano. One brises says the minimum size is rosho v'rubo. Rebbe's consistent dalal amos and dalal amos. So kashin hadodi. These two brises are so to each other. El olav shmami na habe shamai v'habe shilo. So that's clear. So one brice that says rosho v'rubo shulchano, that's b'shamai. The other brice that says rosho v'rubo, that's b'shilo. So they argue by a small sukkah. So don't tell me don't argue by a small sukkah.
Not one word where it says small sukkah anywhere.
What are you talking about? Rosho v'rubo shulchano.
We're assuming that means a small sukkah.
No, it says, kol sukkah she'ein ba. Any sukkah that's not the size of dalet amos or dalet amos pesula. That's possible. Chachamim romrim, afilu machzekas ein a rosho v'rubo k'shera. Minimum size is rosho v'rubo k'shera. These second brises are clearly dealing, because it's using the word machzekes. So these brises 2 and 3 are clearly dealing with the size of the sukkah. The Mishnah, we're not so sure whether it's dealing with the size of the sukkah or the case where the sukkah is in the house.
Why would they give an example if one of them has an actual physical measurement?
Right.
And one of them is not giving us a physical measurement. Now, it's giving us based on a person. What is
Rosh Hashanah?
Is it yours, mine, or somebody?
That's later on. Oh, you're talking about the Gemara, but that's later on. And the Gemara is the Malo Lugma. And that's later on. Right. And the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to be Shire, what the Shire is. That Rosh Hashanah Shulchano means, Zion on Zion, and Rosh Hashanah means 6x6. Fucking. That's what they give. But so, El Allah Shemaim and Hamisham Mishan. So, Amra Zurcha.
Interesting argument.
Zion on Zion is not
going to
be a bit of the
Listen, there's a major machlokas of the Achronim. I was okay, so you have Zion al Zion, that's Rosh Aruba Shulchano. What, can you sleep there? You can't really stretch out there. So does that mean this? So is it, because that sukkah become kosher for sleeping?
Okay, right. So maybe you sleep sitting up.
So maybe you're Mitztair and you're Putter, or maybe that's the size of the sukkah. So machlokas mean the Raman and the Chacham Tzvi, right? Where's that? Tate Tufresh Mem, I think.
I'm pulling up one of the rabbis made a
for what purpose?
Because
he wanted to.
So this is what you not
in it.
Right.
As a kid, I remember I couldn't sit in it.
What?
As a kid, I remember I couldn't sit in it.
Where is that Rambam?
Zion
al
Zion. Yeah. 7 and 7.
Oh.
If you say it's
too quick to manama. No, it's Tvachim. Zion al Zion is Tvachim. It's Tvachim. Okay. I mean, even the pop-up sukkahs are Zion on Zion. They're bigger than 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim.
Yeah, they're bigger than that.
Okay. All right. So, which one is it? Where is the machlokas between Shammai and Beis Hillel? Machlokas by the minimum size of a sukkah? Is the machlokas by a sukkah where the table is inside the house?
Michael, unless our idea of what a tefach is...
Well, we have machlokas achronim as to what the tefach is. We have ideas, there are different sheets as to what a tefach is, but bottom line is, it's river range. It's still pretty.
Proof it should be not at the smaller end of the range.
Go to the biggest side of the range, you're still not fitting in it.
It's still pretty small.
What's the biggest for a tefach.
Oh. 1.5 inches?
Yeah.
Max?
That's the biggest one?
Still pretty small. Inches? Yeah. It's pretty small.
So that's 35 inches. So
right. About 3 feet. About 3 feet by 3 feet.
3 feet.
Right, 3 feet by 3 feet. So it's enough for one person.
Yeah. Well, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Okay. So they shot, So Kashna Dadi, Elalav, Shamina Habe Shamai Habe's Hill. So Amar Zucha Mastisa Nami Dekar, our missions also, the missions also can prove that. Midakani Be Shamai Postlin, always Hill Machirim. That puzzle of kosher is mashma the size, talking about the size of the sukkah. If you're talking about the individual, whether or not if he sits in the sukkah and the table's in the other sukkah, Vim Isa Be Shamai Lo Yotza, Be Hill Omrim Yotzami Boyle. You should talk about the case whether you're Yotze or not Yotze in the Mukhom. Ella Kasha Mishahaya. So you have a Kasha from the Brisa about Mishahaya. Which way is the Machlokas? So Lolam Vitarti Pligi. They're cholik in both cases. They're both places. Pligi Basukatana or Pligi Basukadola. And they argue in the Sukadola as well. And how are we going to read the Mishnah? With a Chesira Machzara Vahachitani. Mishahaya Rosho Varuba Basukka Vishokhana Basukha Bayis. If you and most of your body is inside a Sukkah, no matter how large, Vishokhana Basukha Bayis. And the table is in the house. Beishamay Omrim Lo Yotza, Miz Himmel Omrim Yotza. Beishamay says you're not Yotze. Beis Hillel says you are Yotze. Because Beishamay is worried that you're going to be dragged after the Sukkah. Vishayedim Achzekis. And if you have another case where a Sukkah is so small and it only contains enough, Elekadei Rosh of Aruba Bilvad, just Rosh of Aruba, Beishamay posts them. They say it's no good because you need your table. Or Beis Hillel Machshirin and Beis Hillel are Machshir because they just need Rosh of Aruba. So there's a Machlokas in both. Question is, Major Machlokas Rishonim, how do we pass? Clear from the Gemara, no one argues, clear from the Gemara, that we pass like Beis Shammai by Rosh Aruba v'Shulchan, the minimum size. But what about the case of have you in your sukkah and the table in the other sukkah? Do we pass like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai? Doesn't seem to be any indication in the Gemara, one way or another, so maybe we just go according to the rules, Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and we're done with it. Or do you say that the two Machlokos are tied together? And if two Machlokos are tied together, you pass like Beis Shammai in one, you pass like Beis Shammai in the other. So how do we hold Machlokas? Clearly a Machlokas. Why would you be surprised otherwise? That's the way it goes. So
I would be surprised.
You would be surprised. So, right. Okay. So if you look in the Ran on Daf, well, in the Ran on Daf Yud Gimel of the Tiyabe Rif, he says Upasak Harav Alfarsi, the Rif Paskins Zal Ki Beis Shammai B'Tarvayu. He holds like Beis Shammai in both cases, right? The Chalku Alav, and they all argued on him, right? Because the Rif holds on Daf Gimel in the Rif. He says there's a list of cases where we don't pass like Rabbi Yehud like Chachamim, and he says like Beis Shammai. He says another case we do pass like Beis Shammai. The Idach Misha Haya Rosho Veruba Besuka Vishulchano Betoch Chabayis. Rosho Veruba's in the sukkah, and the shulchan's in the house. He says the Kaim Alon the Hilchos of Bahakim Beis Shammai. The Paskin like Beis Shammai in that case also. The Lav Tamayr de Beis Shammai, and he gives the whole reason, whatever. So he passes like Beis Shammai. He passes like Beis Shammai in both. But others argue. The Balamor argues. But what's this? Right, to finish reading the Ran. The Pasuk of Ran in the Gendaf Yapi Gimel. The Pasuk of Rav Alfasi Beis Shammai Bitarvayu. The Chalk of Allah. Because he says, the he, the Bektana, Ipsika Hilchosaki Beis Shammai. Now it's clear in the Gemara that by the small sukkah of the size, minimum size, we pass like Beis Shammai, the army la'el, tzricha shema zeches rosho rubu v'shulchano, ava v'sukkah gedola, mashmet kamaka Beis Hillel. Sukkah gedola, we should pass like Beis Hillel. Why? The Beis Shammai, b'maka Beis Hillel, ain't a mishnah, less than the mikvah ka Beis Shammai, el v'may de ifsukah behedja. We only should, the real rule is, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel. Unless we have a case where we say specifically, how to pass like Beis Shammai. We don't have specifically the pass like Beis Shammai in this case, says the Ran. I'm arguing on the Rif, right? We go back to the cloud and not the Beis Hillel. We should hold like Beis Hillel, right? But Ode and more says the Ran. Demashma the Trei Tami the Pliginu. There's two machlokos going on over here. Two separate reasons, right? The Pliginu. But Sukkah Gedola Ha'id Farsh Tamei Beis Shammai B'Gemara Mishum Hachem Yirlo Yetsis Shem Yim Shachachar Shulchano. By the Sukkah Gedola, the reason is given at you don't want to be drawn after the bigger table. That's the reason why Beis Shammai says you paskin that it's possible. But Uba Sukatana lab me haitama possibly and Mishum Sivilan the Dios Kava Bainan. The whole thing with the Sukatana is like, yes, we need Dios Arai. We need some sort of standardized minimum shear in the sukkah to make it to be a sukkah as the Ripa calls, otherwise if it's small then it's a sukkah surucha. It's nothing. Yes, we need a temporary dwelling. But even a temporary dwelling has a size that's royal for you to sit. And if it's smaller, according to Beis Shammai, if it's smaller than 7x7, that's a sukkah srucha. That's nothing. So this, according to the Ran, it's two separate reasons. So don't tell me, you pass like Beis Shammai in this one, you pass like Beis Shammai in this one. No, pass like Beis Shammai in that one because that's what the Gemara says. And pass like Beis Hillel in this one because we're not concerned that you're going to be dragged after the table. But the Rif argues, and all the other, the Balamor, others, they bring down. The Rif says, no, it's the same reason. Sukkah Dola, the table in the other one, Sukkah Tana, the reason why you have to have the Shulchan in your Sukkah is because maybe if you don't have the Sukkah in your Shulchan, you'll sit in the Sukkah and your Sukkah and your table will be in the other one. And so it's the same reason. So if you're passing like Beis Shammai in one, you're going to pass like Beis Shammai in the other. Because the whole reason is whether or not you're going to be dragged after the table. So according to there's another machlok which is in the Rif. Within the Rif itself, do we say that both of them are psulim d'oraisa, or maybe one's a psul d'rabbanan? Maybe you say that the sukkah is too small according to Beis Shammai. That's a psul d'oraisa, but a sukkah that maybe you'll be drawn afterwards because a bigger sukkah that's in the table's in the other sukkah, maybe you'll be drawn afterwards. That could be a din d'rabbanan. That could be the d'rabbanan. So, let's say you have a person who's sitting in a sukkah that's 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, right? And it's opened into another sukkah. It's opened into another sukkah, right? According to the Tam, this sukkah over here, this inside sukkah, oh, I guess take this one. Is the machlokas, so according to the Tam that the sukkah is really a psul d'oraisa, then who cares? But if it's only a psul d'rabbanan, shema yimashich achar shulchano, well, if you're yimashich achar shulchano into another sukkah, then there shouldn't be a problem. That's what Rekivi Yeager says. Okay, but that's a major machlokas rishon on how to pass in like Beis Shammai. And if we go now into the Shulchan Aruch, as Rabbi Simon from YU always says, every single line of the Shulchan Aruch is pages and pages and pages of Gemara and Rishonim. That's amazingness of the Shulchan Aruch. He can condense everything into such a small line. So again, in Tafresh...
So according to what we said before, this Malka was sitting in a sukkah with many rooms in it.
Right.
How would that be passing? I mean,
the problem was there.
She's sitting in the
smaller than Dalit al Dalit.
Right. But she's got another sukkah. Or she got to do the next room.
Wait. So the minimum. So it had the minimum size. The problem there was the height.
Yeah, but still, no, forget about the height.
Why? That's the case.
I'm bringing that to here.
Right.
To this case.
Yeah.
You had two sukkahs, what next door, right next to each other.
Right.
So can she sit, or can her son sit in the small room and eat? Is that sukkah kosher because it can eat in the next room, out of the table?
Probably not.
Why is that part of the
fight? Who said in that case the table is in a different room?
Yeah, here we're also saying the table's outside the sukkah.
Yeah, but in that case, the table wasn't outside the sukkah.
Huh?
That's a specific case. They have a specific case there. The problem in that case was the sukkah was too tall. But was the sukkah big enough to lay the fear of the sukkah being too tall? We're not talking about the table. The table was in the room. Never mentioned anything about the table.
Well, a different case.
All right. Yeah, never mentioned anything. Okay, so the top Reish Lamadala, Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Haya Roshu Veruva B'Sukkah, someone who has his head and his body in the Sukkah, V'Shulchan Al-Chutz L'Sukkah, and a Shulchan is outside the table, but Achal, and he ate, Ki'ilu Lo Achal B'Sukkah, as if he didn't eat at the table, passing clearly like the Rif, like Beis Shammai. Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rif, who's passing like Beis Shammai, but feel him, he's Sukkah Dola, G'zeir Shema Yamashach Achar Shulchan, because they're worried, maybe he's going to be go after the Sukkah, so he clearly... Right after table, so we clearly pass in the Rif. The Bir Alacha says, "Who das a Rif?" The Rambam, the Gemara, plead by Shammai, Shilba Tarti. Right, and so the Bir Alacha explains that the Shulchan Aruch is clearly passing like the Rif, who passes like Beis Shammai. Okay. All right, let's continue in the Gemara. All right, that's the read for today's daf. Okay, next. Okay, so again, remember we had a double machlokes with Hillel Beis Shammai. What's the minimum size of a sukkah? Rosh HaRubo Shulchano, or just Rosh HaRubo? And also the case of, if you're in a regular size sukkah and the table's outside the sukkah, can you sit and eat in your sukkah? Zeir Hashem, Yimashe Achash Shulchano. Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Okay. Tana Rabban, mine Tana Luhu. Who is the Tana Rabbanan? According to whose shita is the following? The Tana Rabbanan, Bayis She'ein Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. Oh, we also have to remember with the Shita of Rabbi, who says the minimum size of sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos, which is quite large. Right? Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos. Right? Because I guess you need a bias. So who holds like the following Braisa? Bayis she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos. If you have a house that is smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos, number one, potter min mezuzah. You don't have to put a mezuzah on it, right? So you have rooms, small rooms, and you put mezuzahs on. Some of them to see the size, whether I have to make a bracha or not, right? The whole issue about walking closets, things like that, whether it meets the minimum shear, right? Arba amos al amos, potter min mezuzah. Okay. Min ha'ma'ak, it's potter from ma'ak number two. Number three, ein ha'matam min ha'goyim. If there's tzaras on the house, it's not, it doesn't become tamei. That's three. Number four, the ein ha'nichlap b'vatei arechoma. It's not included in the whole thing of vatei arechoma, meaning that small house does not revert back to the original owner during Yovel. That's number four. The ein chozer l'amei arechoma chama. Number five, someone who goes out to war and hasn't lived in his house, he can go back if he's afraid. That doesn't count if the house is smaller than 404. Vei ma'arvinbo. And it doesn't count, Rashi says, the aim of Arvin Bo, the aim of Mishatvin Bo, the aim of Nichon Bo Eruv. Number one, I guess it doesn't need to be included in the Eruv, in the Eruv Chatzerus. It doesn't need to be included in the Shituk Mavos. And number three, if you do make the Eruv, it has to be left in some place, it should not be left in this house. Right, Rashi says, the aim of Arvin Bo, the last line of that longer Rashi, he doesn't have to participate. It's not a house to be considered part of the chatzer. It would have to participate in the eruv. Same thing, he doesn't have to participate in the sheet of mavos. And also, you cannot put the bread for the eruv in his house. The ain also ibor ben shnei arayos. Go back to our cases in eruvim. We have those two cities that are 72. If the house is 72 something? 70 amos v'shirayim. 70 plus a little bit. You could be mitzdari after two cities, make them into one, if you have a house in between. Well, if this dollar by dollar, less than dollar by dollar house in between, it doesn't count to combine them. V'ein ha'achin v'ashutvin cholkin bo. And brothers who are yorshim and shutvin, right, Rashi says, k'saka daitach ha'ashto she'ein yichol n'chob zed zed l'chalik, she'ein bo k'dei l'zeh l'kadei l'zeh. If it's only dollar by dollar, they can't force each other to split. You get a Yerusha, they can't force each other to sell this. Right? So, who does this go like? So, Lema Rebihi. Let's say this goes like Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that a sukkah has to be dollar by dollar. Meaning that anything that's, in order to be considered a bias, considered a dira, you have to have 4x4. These cases, it's all cases where it's not 4x4, it's not considered a dira. Let's say it goes like Rebbe. Rebbe's one to hold. But everybody else who says that a sukkah can be smaller than 4x4, maybe they would argue on these cases. So, Lema Rebihi. Below Rabbanan, so Gemara say no. Right, Rashi says below Rabbanan, the chihechi demashri b'sukkah, just like the coach, they say it's good by sukkah. Amadirihi v'udin l'chol milu debayis. These are all things. Anything that has to do with a house, for even smaller than 4x4 will be good. So Gemara says no. Afilu tam Rabbanan, even go according to Rabbanan. Akan lokam Rabbanan hasmel in sukkah the dios harayi. Aval gabi bayis dior kevi. Afilu Rabbanan moda the east midal amos adal amos diary by inshi v'lo lo diary inshi. Now Rabbanan say the Rabbanan meaning the shalom b'shilo. When you deal with a sukkah, which is a dir sarai, you can have a smaller shear. But when you deal with a dir keva, with a house, in order to be considered a house, it has to be dalal dalal. So in the he that when it comes to a sukkah, I'll say a smaller sukkah is kosher. But I'm not going to say that a smaller shear than dalal amos counts as a bias. Totally different. It's apples and oranges. Right? Okay. So amamar. Right? You said in the brisa that it is that this house becomes pater min ha-mezuzah. It's pater from mezuzah. Min ha-ma'akeh. The ain matam bin agayim, the ain a nichol bate orechoma, the ain chozer malame orchei mochama. My timer. Why these cases? It's putter. Why the bias ksiv behu bekulon? Because the word bias is written in each of them. If you look at Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel also, they give you the psukim. Mezuzah says k'satav amuzos beisach. That's be in your houses. It says v'kri tivne bias chadosh is when you is by the makeh. Uba asher lo habayis, which that's by the tsaras, the chi yimkor base moshav, that is by bate orichoma, and asher bana base bayis chadash, that's by the chozer by the mochama. So those are all cases where it specifically says bias, and the chachamim established that less than dal amos is not considered a bias. Okay, but now. Now it says also the aim of Arvin Bo, he doesn't have to participate in the Eruv. The aim of Shtatvin Bo, he doesn't have to participate in the Sheet of Mavos. The aim of Nichon Bo Eruv, and you don't have to put you cannot put the Eruv in there. My taima delo chazi ledira, because it's not suitable for a dira. And the only thing that concerns us when it comes to the Eruvim in these cases again, the Eruvin is not the wire, it's the, you know, to get it together through the bread. The only type of thing that serves us by the Eruvin is a bias. It's something that has a dira, a base dira. This is not a base dira, so we're not worried about it. Now, the Gemara says something interesting, though. He says, okay, you said that we don't put the Eruv Chatzeros into that house. Aval Shituf, but the, whatever you use for the Shituf Mavos, you can put into that house. Aval Shituf Menichim Bo. Okay, you have to remember, you have the houses that enter into the Chatzer, and the Chatzer that enters into the Mavos. So they have to, that you have to make an Eruv in the Chatzeros, and then to carry from those Chatzeros into the Mavoi, then all the Chatzeros that enter into the Mavoi have to have a Shituf Mavos. So in the individual Chatzer itself, that bias doesn't count, and therefore you cannot put the Eruv into that bias. Now the Gemara is making a diyuk, but you may put the Shituf Mavos into that house. Why? Why? So the Gemara says, Aval Shituf Menichim Bo, my taima, the lo gari mi chatzer sheb mavoi. It's no worse than a chatzer in the mavoi. What does that mean? Ditnan. We had the Mishnah in Eruvin, going back to Eruvin. Eruvei chatzeros b'chatzer. Eruvei chatzeros are in the chatzer. And shitufei mavoi b'mavoi. And the combination of the mavoi is in the mavoi. So what does that mean? V'havinam bo. I'm going to start explaining that. Eruvei chatzeros b'chatzer. Eruvei chatzeros is in the chatzer. V'hatnan. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah, hanosein eruv b'shar achsad or pesas eno eruv? If you put the eruv in the guardhouse or on the porch, that's not considered an eruv. Right. V'hadar sham, v'hadar sham eno oser, and whoever lives there is not oser. Ela ema eruvei chatzeros b'vayish b'chatzer. The eruv chatzeros has to be in a house that's contained in the chatzer. V'shitufe mavos. The Shita Mavos can be in a chatzer that's in the Mavoi. So this dollar by dollar, less dollar by dollar Amos house is no worse than a chatzer that's in the Mavoi. Just a place in the Mavoi. So therefore, you're right. You cannot put the Eruv Chatzeros into this dollar by less than dollar by dollar house. But you may put the Shita Mavos into this less by dollar by dollar Amos house because it's no worse than putting the Shita Mavos in a chatzer. Right? But hello, garden and chatzer, Sheba Mavoi. Fine. Okay. Ve'ein osin oso ibor bench de ayaros. It cannot be considered a combination to combine the two separate cities to expand the tchum of the cities. Ve'ein oso so ibor bench de ayaros. The afilu kib borgenin lo mashmin leid. We don't even say that it's like a borgenin. What are the borgenin? But borgenin were these little huts, right? With these little huts that the Rashi says that the shomri peros would make to sit out in the fields. And those were less than dollar by dollar. Right? There's these little things that, right, that they were less than, that those counted as to combine them. Right? Those counted to combine. So what's the difference between the Borgundy and these less by dollar Amos houses? Why is the Borgundy combined and these small things not combined? My timer, Borgundim, the Borgundin, Chazul Milsayu, the high, low Chazul Milsay. The Borgenin are created just for you to sleep there, so you can it's nothing more than a small little tent, a bivouac. Right? It's a little thing there that they can sit there, and that's accomplishing its goal. So that's significant. That's what it's made for, so it has significance. A less than dollar by dollar Amos house, it loses its significance. It has no significance because it doesn't serve its purpose. Right, Rashi says.
That doesn't make it. I find it hard to understand because a Beit Shar or an Aksandra, all those things, that's the purpose of it too.
Right.
A gatehouse, that's what you're
based for. I hear. The Aruch Haner has another question. He says, what about a sukkah, according to Beit Shar and Beit Hillel, that's smaller than Dalal Amos, that's say it's 3 Amos by 3 Amos, which is a kosher sukkah that's placed in between the two cities? Well, at that time, it's close to the Musayim, so maybe that should be, maybe a sukkah on sukkah should combine. The Suffolk of the Aruch Haner. Right. Okay. Your question is pretty good too. So, okay. That's that case. The next case was the ein ha'achin v'hashutim cholkin bo. Right. If it's less than dal al dalid, the brothers that are yorshim or partners, they can't split it. Right. Taima de less be dal amos. The diuk is because it's smaller than dal amos. Ha is be dal amos. But if it does contain dal amos cholkin, we do. We're allowed to split. That's not true. The Hatzna, we can learn, and we have learned in Bava Basra and Dafir Aleph, ein cholkin as a chotzer, achiyeg bo abra amos lazev, abra amos lazev. You need 8 amos to force a split in the chotzer. This is only 4 amos to force a split in the chotzer. So the Gemara says, ela ema Ein bo din chaluka kichatzer. It doesn't have the same halachas of chalut of splitting up like a regular chatzer. What's the case? The Amar Rav Huna. Right? Chatzer lefi pesachehem is chalekes. Rav Chizda Omer no sin lechol pesach lepesach arba amos. The hashar chokin also b'shabes. So the case is as follows. Right? Rashi explains it out. Let's read Rashi. There's certain dinim that come out in a chatzer that are not going to apply here, right? Because you have chatzer mischaleka l'fi psacher. Rashi says chatzer shahayu batim suchim la. So you have a chatzer where there are multiple homes, multiple structures that open into it, right? V'chalkua shnei achim beinehem, and two brothers split it, the Yerusha. Zen nato shlosha batim. There were four houses. So one brother took three small houses. Shlosha batim v'tanim. V'zen nato kenegdon bayis gadol. Right, and they estimated the house. They evaluated the value. And three small houses equaled one. So one took three small houses, and one took with a larger house. The imbo lechalik avira shel chatzer. Okay, so that's when it comes to the structures. Now, what about the actual chatzeros that the chatzer in front of the houses? Remember, this was four structures in one chatzer. It was owned by one individual. Now it's owned by two individuals. So how much of the chatzer belongs to each house, right? So first, zeshan nato shlosha batim akitanim noto gimel chalakim kimini shlosha psachim. Right? The first mandarma says, you take, split it three quarters, one quarter. Split the chatzer. The guy who has three houses gets three quarters of the chatzer. And the guy who has one house gets one quarter of the chatzer. And zeh noto revi. The fisha chatzer asur liyitziya ubiya, because the purpose of the chatzer is to go in and out of your house. Shederech hachatzer nichnasim v'yotzim in abatim l'shus harabim u'machnisim masoseihem or porkim lefnei pischeihem lefika chatzer mishalak tzuyah psachim. The chatzer is split in accordance with the openings. How many doorways do you have? You have three doors, you get three quarters. You have one door, you get one quarter. That is, right, that is Rav Huna. But Rav Chizda Amar, no. Ein tzarech l'tein l'chol pesach. Each pesach only needs dalar amos in front of it. So the guy who has three openings, he gets dalar amos in front of his three openings. The guy who has one opening gets dalar amos in front of his. And the rest is split equally. Right? That's what he says. Rav Chizda Amar, ein tzarech l'tein l'chol pesach el dalar amos k'negim in a pesach. V'halah, v'rachbam v'rochav pesach, v'avil rochav yud amos. No tell dal amos. You get dal amos out no matter how wide the opening is. So it's either this wide or it's even this. You get dal amos that extends your entire opening, but the rest of the field is split equally, right? But feel who rock the amos. Nekol rock the perak masor yubeso. But the hani mili Rashi says hani mili the shaki chelif a chutzir bias to the mahave kai. And we buy the chutz of the park maso. But we'll speak back to the Gemara. But hani mili bias de la mahavi kayavino le chutzer. I'm reading it wrong. Hani mili bias de la mahavi kayavinon. I buy de la mahavi kay. Then yavino le chutzer. Hai de la mistar kay lo yavino le chutzer. The only type of house that is, you make this calculation, whether it points to Rahuna or Chizda, it's only if you have a house that's meant to stand. Has to be bigger than Dalal Damid. But if one of the houses in this whole calculation is smaller than Dalal Damid, the whole purpose of that house is, I guess, to be knocked down. No one can live in there. So then that doesn't count in the calculation. So if a guy takes that house, he's not going to get either, you know, that's not going to count in the calculation for how much in the chutzar he gets. So the chutzar, when we say that the house that's smaller than Dalal Damid, the Achim and the Shutman don't split, it's not talking about the chutzar itself. It's in that house doesn't count in a calculation when you would split the chatzeros based on the houses owned in that chatzer. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone have a good day.